Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY27 results conference call of Seajal Glass Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Seajal Glass Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Amrut Gada, promoter of the company, and Mr. Chandresh Rambhia, CFO. With that, now hand over the call to Mr. Amrut Gada for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you, everyone, and for the participants here. So good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q1 for FY27 earnings conference call of Seajal Glass Limited. On behalf of the management team, I would like to thank all our investors, analysts, stakeholders for joining us today. We sincerely appreciate your continued trust, confidence, and support. For those who may be joining us for the first time, Seajal Glass is an integrated architectural glass company with manufacturing operations in both India and UAE. We offer a comprehensive portfolio of value-added architectural glass solutions catering to residential, commercial, and infrastructure projects. Over the years, our focus on quality, innovation, and execution excellence has enabled us to establish a strong presence across both domestic and international markets. We are pleased with our performance of the first quarter for FY27, which reflects the strength of our business model and execution capability. During the quarter, we reported consolidated revenue of 117.95 crore, near to 118 crore, registering a healthy year-on-year growth of 52.88%. Our India business delivered strong performance, with revenue increasing 67.03% year-on-year to 36.43 crore, while our UAE operations continued their strong momentum, reporting revenue of 81.52 crore to 47.31% year-on-year. This robust revenue growth translated into a healthy profitability, with consolidated EBITDA increasing by over 44% year-on-year to 18 crore, and consolidated profit after tax growing by more than 63% year-on-year to 7.22 crore. We are encouraged by the consistent progress across both our operating geographies. Looking ahead, we remain confident in our long-term growth strategy, supported by a healthy order pipeline and strong execution visibility. In our UAE operation, the order book has increased from approximately 50 million dirham to around 72 million dirham, reflecting incremental order inflow of nearly 22 million-27 million dirham. Execution of this project commenced during June and July, and it is expected to continue over the next two quarters, providing stronger revenue visibility. Our India business also witnessed a healthy order inflow during the quarter, securing orders exceeding 50 crore of leading developers such as Godrej, L&T, Prestige, and Raheja, with execution planned over the next 6 months. Based on our current order book and execution pipeline, we see potential upside of our initial FY27 revenue growth guidance of around 25% or more. As execution accelerates, we expect further improvement in capacity utilization. Following the completion of our strategic acquisition of 2 units in India last year, the increasing order inflow will enable us to utilize the expanded manufacturing capacity more effectively. Higher operating volume is expected to improve fixed cost absorption and support an improvement in EBITDA margin of approximately 1% over the upcoming quarters. The long-term outlook for the architectural glass industry continues to remain encouraging, supported by increasing investment in premium residential development, commercial infrastructure, and energy-efficient buildings. We believe Seajal Glass is well-positioned to capitalize on this opportunity through its integrated manufacturing capabilities, diversified product portfolio, and long-standing customer relationship. At the same time, we remain focused on enhancing our product mix by increasing the contribution of value-added architectural glass solutions like insulated glass, laminated glass, digitally printed glass. This strategic focus is expected to strengthen our competitive positioning and improve our overall revenue mix. Alongside this, we continue to drive operational efficiencies across manufacturing, power consumption, logistics and our supply chain. As these initiatives continue to deliver results, we remain confident of further improving profitability during FY27. With that, I would like to thank all of you once again for joining us today and for your continued support and confidence in Sejal Glass Limited. We will now be happy to take your questions. Thank you. Hello?
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while a question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gaurav Shukla from Finvestors. Please go ahead.
I'm audible, sir?
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving me opportunity. Sir, just I want to know about the margin guidance for this year, blended margin guidance for 2027. Sir, I want to know margin guidance for this year, FY27. And ahead.
We are not able what to margin,
sir. Sir, I'm audible.
Yes.
Sir, margin guidance, EBITDA margin guidance for FY27.
As we had already said that our EBITDA will be improved by around 1%, and we are targeting on the improvement on the PAT also. So nearly 9% PAT we are expecting this year, FY27.
Okay, sir. And closing order book, sir? I am not able to hear. Closing order book for this quarter, ended 30 June.
So closing order book, already we had given a guidance that we have already the order book in India of around 50 crores and in UAE around 70 crores in rupee terms. So that has guidance has been already been given in the exchange also.
Sir, you have guided 25% and more in just before. So, sir, in intro to you have said that about 50% and all. Sir, in TV interview, 50% guidance you have given.
Oh, sorry.
I know about that, sir.
We are not able to understand.
Sir, just 10 days before a TV interview at them, in that you said that 40% and more we can do. And now you have given guidance of 25% and more.
Yeah,
is it 50% or 25%?
No, no. Yes, listen to me properly. So 25% is, yes, our minimum guidance, which we are, you know, 100% going to achieve. And secondly, in last to last interview, I told that, you know, the UAE situation is now in a better situation, though yet, you know, something is happening on the geopolitical situations. Once situation will be stabilized, then we are, you know, hopeful that we will, you know, reach up to 40% this thing. And further here also, the situation is also improving. So like, you know, last quarter, we have an additional 50 crores India book position, which has increased. So we are, you know, hopeful this quarter also there will be bigger order closing. So that will, you know, take us to the reaching a 40% upward trend.
Okay. Understood. Thank you, sir. All the best for future.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Preet Shah from Blue Star Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
First of all, congratulations for good set of numbers. Sir, I just want to understand what should we expect for this year. We should expect 25% or 40%. If you could please help me with that.
The minimum 25% and upper side 40%.
Okay. And sir, in Q1, we were, as you said, that we will have 9% PAT margin, and in Q1, PAT margin was like 6.5%. Okay. So from Q2, the PAT margin would increase?
Yeah, because I will tell you that capacity utilizations, once you start improving, then our fixed cost has an impact. So there will be, distribution of fixed cost, which will enhance the EBITDA, and directly it will impact to our PAT. So we are hoping to, 9%-10% in range of PAT in this current year.
Okay. So, sir, from when we can see the margin improvement, from Q2 or from Q3?
So we are mostly, Q3 and Q4 will be a more impact on efficiency and EBITDA and profitability.
Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishtha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Jamuna. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yes. So I had a few questions. What is our current utilization?
One minute. Deficit utilization.
I'm sorry?
You want the capacity utilization for current quarter?
Yeah. Capacity utilization for the current quarter.
Capacity-wise, see, our Silvassa plant is at around 77%, and Taloja is already at 55%. Erode is around 15%, and our UAE plant is at around 71%. This we are talking on a tempering capacity utilization, which is our base product line.
Right. So when you say that we'll have further improvement in capacity utilization, what is the peak utilization in all these plants that you just mentioned? What maximum capacity utilization can we reach? Can we reach around 85%-90%, or?
So Silvassa, we are expecting by year-end, we will be reaching at 85%-90%. Taloja, we are expecting to reach at 75% in the next quarters. Erode, yes, we will target of around 25%-30% in the next quarters. And UAE, we are already at 71%, so we are targeting to reach at 85% as we are already adding a third line of tempering.
Right. So by Q4, we'll reach this utilization in all the plants that you mentioned, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Understood. And my next question is, so in this current quarter, our margins have subdued quite a lot, and you mentioned that we can reach up, we can reach the 9%-10% PAT margin. So the growth driver is the operating leverage kicking in once the utilization gets better. Is that the only catalyst for better margin, or how can we improve our margins?
So see, the margins will be improved once the capacity utilizations are enhanced because our fixed cost on account of power and the manpower cost will be absorbed, which are the major component of the cost. So in these two units in India, like Taloja and Erode, if the optimum capacities are utilized, definitely the margins will directly improve.
Okay. Okay. Understood. My next question is on our order inflow. So to a previous participant, you mentioned that our closing order book in India will be 50 crores, and in UAE, it will be 70 crores. So what is the current order book?
70 million AED is our order book position in UAE. So in roughly, it is around 175 crores of order book as on date. And India, we are already having more than 50 crores order book in hand.
Okay. And the execution timeline is around 6 to 9 months?
6 to 9 months.
Okay.
And there are always the inflow of regular orders, which are in the small in nature, but that always inflows. So something which is produced in this month, and again, the new order comes, which has been delivered within the 1 month or 2 months, such small orders also keep on coming in India.
Okay. Understood. And since like we are going to reach a peak utilization in Silvassa and UAE by the end of the year, do we have any CapEx plans, further CapEx plans?
In India, there are some critical CapEx which are not very huge in amount, maybe less than 1 crore, which are regular realignment or overhauling of the machines which are required, some parts to be changed over a period of time. Such CapEx is there. In UAE, we had already planned for the CapEx in the form of like third tempering line, which is a high-end technology. Machines are already there. It is in the installation stage. So in Q3, we are expecting to start the commercial production. And fire-rated technology, which has been also been installed at UAE, that also we are expecting to start commercial production in Q3 end.
Okay, so what is the total capex that we are incurring for that?
Around 15 million AED is the total capex for in UAE, including the third line and.
Okay, so 15 million dirham is the total capex, which will be commercialized by Q3. So once the third line is added, how much our capacity is going to increase? What will the total capacity to start? Our capex plan for the UAE?
Yes. So around 15 million AED, we are having a capex plan, which includes the third line and fire-rated technology, and along with that, the for the installation of this machine, some capex is required in the form of foundation and the other power utilities.
Right. So once we add this third temper line, how much our capacity is going to increase?
Our total capacity will be around 24 lakhs tempering per annum square meter.
And of that, we'll reach 75% utilization by Q4 for the total capacity.
The third line, utilization will be in the range of, because it will start in Q3.
Right.
So it will not be like 75% immediately for that line. So existing two lines are already having a 71%, which will reach to 75%.
Right. And for third line, we can assume 10-15% utilization.
20%.
Okay, understood. And you mentioned that we can expect 25% minimum growth and 40% with the upside growth in FY27. If you can give some sense on what sort of revenue growth can we have, can we see in FY28, that would also be great.
Sorry?
If you can give some sense on what revenue growth can we see in FY28 and the margins.
Right. It is too early to give some guidance on that. But we are expecting year on year at least 25% growth.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit from Vigit Global Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, thank you for giving me the opportunity. And congratulations to the management for giving such strong numbers in Q1 FY27. My question is related to the new verticals, which you mentioned in the previous phone call as well, like railway glass, bulletproof glass, fire safety glasses. So how much revenues are we generating from these verticals currently, and what are the plans going forward?
See, right now in Q1, there is, I think, maybe around 1% or is from the railway, less than 1%. Okay. But this is increasing, and we constantly now started participating in the tender. And number two, on the fire product, it will start in Q3.
Okay. And any outlook on how much these verticals can contribute, let's say, next year as a percentage of total turnover?
We are targeting 10% of the revenue will come from that vertical.
Including the railway glass?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's it from my side. And also a quick suggestion, if I can, if you could also start providing the investor presentation, that would be great for us. You're already doing con call and timely interviews. just investor PPT as well, that will be really helpful.
Okay, we'll do needful on that.
Sure, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj Saraf from Finvestors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, first of all, congratulations on good sets of numbers. So, the top line is very much unexpected lines because you mentioned in previous calls that now the capacity utilization will improve. But the margins, which is now holding back, which is, I think, the lowest margin in the last 5-6 quarters. So apart from what is going on geopolitically, what are the factors which is actually holding our margin back?
In this quarter, there is a performance appraisal and yearly increment, number one. And number two, there was a signature of our labor union, which is in Taloja plant. So there is a incremental around around 1 crores impact of the people cost is there this quarter. So first quarter and the turnover compared to that, this next quarter there will be an impact. So then it will be in line with. So first quarter there is a little bit of drop down on EBITDA because of that factor. And also there is a June lit this little bit of disturbance on UAE on the logistic. Little bit of heat on the logistic cost also.
So
and
now
in India, cost of goods which we consume, that has also increased 1% due to this diesel and all this cost and energy surcharge.
So as we see now that the situation has improved comparing to the I think Q4 FY26 barring this last 15-20 days. So, in spite of we are having good time in Q1 FY27, and now, as you mentioned that some capacity is coming on in, I think, Q3, and guiding for, I think, 9-10% PAT margins by the end of FY27, is it annualized PAT margin of 9% or from here onwards it will be 9%?
You know, this 9% will be on Q3 and Q4 because your efficiency is growing. But in Q2, I think the guidance will be around that, particularly on the top line, we are going to progress more 15% to 20% from the current quarter sales.
So, is it quarter on quarter basis you are talking about?
Yeah, yeah. So Q1 is around, 118. So mostly okay. We are seeing 142 to 142 in between 140 to 145 Q2.
And from when we can see that margin is improving, because right now in this quarter there is no appraisal for anything, and I think logistics have improved.
Where on the cost of goods, on efficiency, because increasing turnover will improve our efficiency, and also we are working on power factoring, like power cost in all the unit. So certain steps we have already taken, which will give us little bit of 0.25% improvement on the cost.
Okay, and this Glastic, we have I think have break even in the last quarter last month. So has it been back profitable till now?
No. This quarter I think we will have a PAT mostly.
You mean Q2?
Q2.
And what can be the profitability on an annualized basis from this segment?
Can you repeat?
What could be the profitability on annualized basis from the Glastic segment and with utilization percentage?
There is no different segment. It's a different unit. There is no different segment. It's only manufacturing two different units. So the capacity we are ramping up, and the result of India is a standalone for all three units together.
Yeah, it is different unit also, Taloja and Erode.
Yeah. Okay, so they are part of it. There is no subsidiary or
I got that. There are three plants, Silvassa, and then Blastic Taloja and Blastic Virole.
Yes.
So the utilization percentage in these plants are, I think, below 40% in last quarter. So
yes.
What is the utilization percentage right now in Q1, and how we are going to ramp up this going forward?
See, that I told you, no, that our order book position has improved. So doing this production will improve the capacity, number one. Number two, this Q2 and mostly the Q3 is the seasons, like, you know, seasonal festivals, Navratra, then Ganesh Utsav, Diwali, Christmas, and there is a, you know, there is not much rain after September. So the construction activity, you know, goes very smooth, and the home buying and interior work also take, you know, that udghatan karna hai. सबका तो उससे थोड़ा सा है ना इम्प्रूवमेंट और होगा सेल्स में. प्रोडक्ट मिक्स के ऊपर भी थोड़ा हम काम कर रहे हैं, इफिशियंसी पे काम कर रहे हैं. सो कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन कंपेयर टू Q1, Q2 विल बी अ वेरी गुड यूटिलाइजेशन फ्रॉम इरोड एंड तलोजा.
ओके, जस्ट सेकेंडिंग टू द लास्ट पार्टिसिपेंट्स रिक्वेस्ट टू प्लीज प्रोवाइड अस अ इन्वेस्टर प्रेजेंटेशन सो दैट दिस ऑल डेटा वी कैन ट्रैक.
Yes.
Because we have to dig very, very deeper, just to refer so many documents posted by you, just to catch up this all information. Please provide the investor presentation, and preferably with order book closing and how we are executing and how we are planning to execute in future.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and best of luck for future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Mithin, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So I would just like to know, so we have three facilities in India and one facility in UAE. Yeah. So is it that UAE facility caters to only Gulf region or something like that, or it caters to the entire international exports? Or is it that some of the exports are also being done from Indian facility? If you can just throw a highlight on that.
Yeah, so UAE capacity right now is about, right now 95% capacity we are utilizing in UAE and this market, little bit of this GCC country. Now we are starting also Africa market. And from India also there is a exports to Cyprus and Israel. Yeah, and segment wise exports total is a 6% from India, and domestic 94%, and product wise if we go, then IG is a 34% sale, lamination is 32%, solid glass is 31%, and other mix is a 3% on the product wise. So now from UAE we are targeting more geographical expansion, particularly Africa market and European market also.
So are margins typically better for the export orders?
See, margin is always, you know, either for the export or for the domestic. It's a market driven. But yes, certain product we get a good margin, and certain product there is a moderate margin. But to fill the capacity and utilization of the capacity, we go in the, you know, taking the order, ramping up the capacity.
Got it.
And the geographical risk level. Right now, the dependency on the Europe, sorry, UAE is more. So we have to geographically, you know, this diversifications. And your management is constantly working on all the risk parameter for the, you know, sustainable growth and sound growth.
Correct, understood. So this 25% guidance, you know, what is being provided, is it on the revenue that has been clocked in FY25 fiscal, I mean, on that 396 crore?
Yes.
Okay, because, I mean, this looks to be too modest because we are already clocked in 118 crore in the first Q1.
Because, you know, that the guidance was given during the last last two interview there, where the geography of this geopolitical situation was not controlled. Now it's, you know, getting stabilized. So that's why I told you that 25% is minimum, and we can mostly, you know, go up to 40%.
No, with this 118 crores of clocking Q1, even 40% also looks to be modest to me. I mean, considering
I will just, you know, explain. There is a two parameter in our business. We are working, you know, with the architectural business and most of the developers and all.
Correct.
Second, you know, there is a debt size, you know, debtors also that's giving the credit, number one. Number two, you know, scaling the management and the scaling the capacity. So skilled, proper, you know, productions, then logistics, then everything. And, you know, we are more, you know, taking care of whom we are supplying, that's right client or not there. So we don't want any bad debts later on. If you see from last 3 years, we have not 0.5%, you know, bad debts. So that's the one part of, you know, taking care. Second, taking care, you know, enhancing constant, you know, quality. So we will have a more, you know, good big project and top rated clients, you know, you know, choice of our clients. So that, you know, all particularly for the sustainable growth, we will remain always conservative. And we don't want, you know, that, you know, ek jump a gaya, phir wapas hum niche a gaye. Constant quarter on quarter growth.
Yeah, yeah.
Profitability, enhancing the efficiency, enhancing the EBITDA, managing a proper sustainable growth, creating a, you know, proper team, human risk, developing a human resource, developing a IT infrastructure, developing a efficiency, doing little bit of automation and risk alignment. So our... your management is always conservative while giving the guidance, and then overcommit and then...
I totally understand. So what will be the working capital days, motamoti, working capital days kitna hoga?
1 minute.
So in India, the working capital days are around 98 days.
Okay.
So he is around 85 days.
Okay. And what would... Got it. What would the blended tax rate that we should consider? I mean, that can be considered blended tax rate.
The tax, actually in India, there is no income tax because of our carry forward losses. And for the 9% corporate tax is there.
So the blended effective is, say, 8 to 9% tax rate, right?
Less than 9% because India profit, we are not paying any tax as on date. And
so till when it will be like that?
So we have around 5 years still to absorb this losses.
So out of 5 years, I think already one and a half year or 2 years have left.
We can expect further from here. It is still 4 or 5 years still there.
4 or 5 years, no? Yeah. And what is the present debt in books?
The present debt in India is around 52 crores. Which includes the working capital debt also of around 14 crores, and the term loan is of around 38 crores.
So no long-term debt as such?
Yeah, the term loan is a long-term debt, which is around...
Correct. So total, I mean, long-term is 38 crores, am I right?
38 crores, yes.
Okay. And what with the cash as of now?
Cash reserve?
Yeah, cash reserve, correct.
Cash reserve is minimal because we are using a working capital limit, so not keeping in that way the cash reserve.
Understood. Yeah, that's it from me. I mean, really appreciate, I mean, for your candid answers. And if I get opportunity, I'll chip in once again. I'll give you opportunity to others. Thanks a lot once again.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj Saraf from Finvestors. Please go ahead. Mr. Raj, can you hear me?
Yes. Now am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible now. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving the opportunity once again. And just wanted to know, UAE contributed, I think, last month, if I could remember, a little more than 10 million AED. And it was told that it will reach up to 31 million AED by Q1, and then by Q2, it will be 35 million AED. So are we on the same track or any revision up or downward? On the same track.
We are on the same track.
Okay. So, can you please share us with what has been the July number, if you can?
July is 11 million somewhere.
11.87.
11.87.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the improved utilization and improved number can take us with, I think, improved margins. Am I thinking right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shanky Bansal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have a couple of questions. I think in last Q4, you have indicated that UAE has an order book of $60 million. And I have seen that in last four quarters, the company is doing monthly sales of around $10.5 million dirham.
Correct.
Correct. So I just want to know that if we are having an order book of $60-70 million, why we are not able to cross that threshold of $10-10.5 million monthly, since we are having a 70-71% utilization. So is the maximum capacity 70-71, or what could be the scenario? Can you please explain this thing?
No. So basically what happens is that in our line, the order book we get, but the sizes to be released from the end customer, it takes time because their site readiness, their architects, design approvals, everything takes little bit time. And based on that, the size release, we have to take it into production. So that's why the sometimes
Okay.
because it is a completely tailor-made product, so we cannot keep it ready. So we can only keep the glass stock, which is required to be required in the product, is ready with us. And the making
Okay.
of the product, final product, takes time because it depends on the size to be released by the end user.
Okay.
And
So basically now
already crossed,
yeah.
now as we said that in July we had already crossed 11.87 million. So it is definitely
Okay.
crossing every month.
Okay. Understood. So I think just now the previous participant has asked, and you have also said that there is a CapEx of $15 million in UAE, which is the third line of tempering glass. Just want to know that how much debt you have taken to fund this CapEx?
So we are right now, it is whatever they've been funding is then is from the internal accruals. And apart from that, now we are tying up with the fund from a bank, which is around $7 million. We are proposing to take as in long-term debt over there.
$7 million.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay,
so, and
in the range
yeah.
of 50, the debt and equity.
Okay. And one last thing, I think in the annual report also for 2025 and 2026, I have seen that management has an ambition to become one of the largest glass player in India with a more balanced approach with the India and UAE mix. So recently also you have indicated that you are looking for one more acquisition in automotive space. So my point is that beyond 2027, next 3 to 5 years, how investors look at Sejal Glass with a long-term perspective?
See, 3 to 4 years, number one, I think, you know, if you see our past 2 to 3 years track record, every quarter we have grown up and every year we are growing. So, you know, talking about 2 to 3 years or 3 to 4 years, I think we will, you know, maintain in range, you know, minimum 25% growth and maximum 40% growth every year. So this is the range. And secondly, if you know, looking to the GDP growth of India, number one, number two, the Viksit Bharat's whole, you know, story in infrastructure, in real estate, in other all industry will, you know, also give boosting. So once, you know, year on year, what is the opportunity, what is the growth, based on that, we will, you know, plan our expansion, geographical expansion, capacity expansion, looking at different countries also. And also entering, you know, new parallel product in architectural glass or automotive glass. So, you know, at this stage, yes, we are confident that year on year from minimum 25% growth to 40% growth. And if, you know, more opportunity comes and GDP is growing more and certain, you know, corporate tie-up comes as an opportunity, then we'll plan the expansion also. So that will, you know, enhance the what we are saying the figure.
Okay, because right now if I see Sejal Glass, so there is a heavy reliance on UAE sales. So I think there is a geographical concentration in the books we can see, because the entire profitability is derived from UAE. So any hiccup will dampen our growth also. And considering the fact that we are catering into architectural glass, and if we venturing into automotive glass, so that will be a product differentiation where we cater both segments.
See, I will tell you, as a part of risk management, we have already taken the initiative to, you know, from UAE to, you know, expand in different geographical area, number one. Number two, in India also, yeah, geographical expansion, product portfolio also. Like, so right now, we are looking, you know, automotive as a not direct OEM, but maybe we start with the replacement market. Second, we are also, you know, entering in the industrial product, where there is a, you know, appliances and all. So we are, you know, dividing our product portfolio gradually, number one. Number two, we are also working on geographical this thing. And third, like, you know, last year there was a contributions of about 75% from India, UAE operation. This year it will be 60-40, and coming year it will be 50-50. So that, you know, last year it was India was 31%, and this quarter, and India, if you look at the revenue wise, so 60-40 we have arrived. Last year it was a more than that, 70-30. So we are also balancing this portfolio also.
Okay, okay. That's commendable, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. A reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mithin, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving the opportunity once again. So can we consider ourselves comparable to Asahi India Glass? And if yes, and otherwise, who will be the other listed peers as such?
Right now, in architectural space, there is no listed. Even the Asahi is also in architecture, but they have 90% revenue coming from automobile.
Correct.
And Borosil is in the solar glass. So we are not in that side segment. So if we see particularly on the architectural glass segment, we are the only entity.
So otherwise, who will be comparable unlisted or in private players?
Private players, there are so many. There is a, you know, organized, yes, unorganized, semi-organized and unorganized. So number of players, lot of SMEs, you know.
Any multinationals or big names?
Sorry?
Multinational or big names in architecture or comparable peers?
No multinational player here. That Asahi and Saint-Gobain is there, but they are in different segment.
Correct.
So there is a more regional player.
Got
so
it.
We are now, you know, like on Pan-India network. We are aggressively going Pan-India.
And is there any client contribution, like if I had to ask, what is the contribution from top 5 clients as such?
So that also distributing, we have around in India, the contribution is coming from 15 clients, we are getting contribution more than 70%. And we have around 200, you know, regular clients, so we give 30%. But now we are, you know, again managing the risk, so 50% of the turnover will in future come from the top 15 clients, and rest 50% in the 100 or more clients. And this around 200 clients is the repeated clients. Every big order is coming, and our customer satisfaction level is above 95%. And our on-time supply is around now above 95% also.
So is there something we can say, I mean, on what will be the market share in organized market, I mean, ours? And can we say something like that?
We don't exit data, but I think within the next 2 quarters we will have this kind of data. And
okay.
We'll give, you know, data to our all shareholders.
Got it. So if I have to understand, you know, considering whatever utilization capacity we have done till now and whatever is balanced, am I right in understanding the maximum revenue that can be done with this present, without any comment, even without this ongoing capex, what we're doing in UAE, the third line, is 600 to 650 crores is the maximum revenue that can be clocked from the present capacity? 600 crores? Yeah. So whatever happens, if considering the present capacity utilization, am I right in understanding the maximum revenue that can be generated without any present ongoing expansion would be somewhere around 600 crores?
Yes.
Yeah. And post this, you know, expansion of this UAE third line and the recent acquisition what we've done, would it be somewhere around 725 or 750 crores?
1 minute, with the expansion. See, including, I think, you know, Taloja here, no? Yeah. So, including third line and Taloja and Erode capacity, we can move up to more 75 crore.
Sorry, how much?
More 75 crore.
More 75 crores. So, on 600, another 75 crores, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. So, yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, really appreciate once again for your candid replies and congratulations and wish you all the best. Thanks once again.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devang Sheth from Eden. Please go ahead.
Jai Jinendra Amrulbhai.
Jai Jinendra.
Just to update, I saw your NDTV interview as well, and very fascinated to have such stock in my portfolio as well. So, just to update, sir, how are we going about the capex plan, about the fundraising and all? About
we
as you discussed,
have any fundraising plan. Whatever the capex planning is there, which is within the internal profit and second little bit of debt.
Right. Okay. And sir, apne reality ma bhi chho sahib apne?
Haan, ma reality ma chahiye, but this is a separate company. So, Sejal Glasses are nothing with the real estate.
Right. So, any future demerger plans about the real estate business, sir?
Sejal Glasses will remain focused on the glass only.
Okay. Right. No worries, sir. The results are extremely good and we found really promising the future ahead. So, do stay committed, sir. That's what we would ask for.
Yes, we are very much focused on our architectural glass core business. Real estate is our separate divisions. So there is a separate team, separate capital, separate, family
entity.
CEO.
Right.
So there is no diversion of any focus.
Right, sir. Right. And sir, about the recent order win, can you brief up, like, what was it about? Are we planning into railways also for glass?
We are already supplying and we are now participating more aggressively on the railway, all tenders, all India. We are approved vendor for all the Kapurthala, Raebareli and Chennai manufacturing facility of railway.
Okay. Right. No worries, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pavan from Vyansh Ventures. Please go ahead.
No, all my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Mithin, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving the opportunity again. So, we recently, ventured into this railway vertical. So, margins-wise, which vertical will command higher margin? Like, will it be railways or the automotive or which one? Yeah, so what is the confidence, that, players like Asahi India Glass or Saint Gobain, they cannot enter into this sector and can disrupt this architectural, this thing, since they are more into other verticals like automotive and this thing?
You see, it's not about the confidence, but it's about the company's core competency and core business. So Asahi is, you know, core business in India from last 25 years. They have very focused on the automobile. And I think, you know, they have so much focus that there is no dilutions from 90% market share in India in automobile. So obviously, their focus is clear. And Saint-Gobain's capacity on the float manufacturing and coated glass manufacturing remain focused. They are expanding every alternate 2 years capacity building up. And they are supplying to, you know, our kind of customer. So I don't think, you know, as their strategy, they will, you know, compete with their customer. Yeah, mm-hmm. And their competency globally is a float manufacturing.
Correct. And how
would investing more R&D, you know, on coated float technology and all. So they are, you know, and also India is a different region. And these are always, you know, dabdaba and virtues of SME in India.
Correct, correct.
So this SME sector is a very big sector. So that's, you know, somehow confident that no company will, you know, divert from their core competency. And we also, you know, remain in our core competency.
You got it. And which vertical will give us highest margin, like railways or architectural or automotive?
Architecture. We are major in focusing architecture.
Architecture, yeah. So yeah, that's it. Once again, I really appreciate once again, and thanks a lot for being so candid one. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Management line, we cannot hear you.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, sir. The line is audible.
Yeah, anyone else? Any other questions, or we can, you know, conclude?
So we can conclude.
Yeah, thank you everyone for, you know, participating in the investor phone call, and thank you for, you know, your questions, support, and we as management, we are committed to what we say, and we are committed to our core competency. Thank you.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Sales Glass Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@screenadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
On behalf of Screen Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.